Yes, we kind of wanted to put our own sort of mark on it, and we wanted to show an intention to the race fans coming to see us for the first time on Saturday what our intentions are with the stadium and what we want to do, which is all about improvements and taking the stadium forward. We've been very busy installing some new pit floodlighting, so the pits are better lit for obviously the drivers and crews and people that need to be out there, with a whole new surface as well. So we're hoping that some of the puddling that we've had in the past, you know, will be gone. So it's a much better, cleaner and better environment in the pit area. Then inside the stadium, we've been doing a lot of cleaning, a lot of painting and freshening things up just to make it a little bit more spectator friendly. But we've only just chipped away at it. There's an awful lot more we want to do.
I remember not so long ago, Mildenhall Stadium had an uncertain future. How much potential do you see in it now?
Well, of course, that situation was between the previous owners, the previous promotion, and obviously the county courts. We've come in. Obviously, we're completely different. We're not involved with that situation. So the future at the moment of Mildenhall Stadium, certainly under our guise, is looking good. We wouldn't have invested if it wasn't. We will obviously comply with any noise restrictions and time restrictions, the same way we do with all our stadiums. But we feel we can take it further forward. There's more we can do with Mildenhall Stadium, yet still not lose any of the original flavour and appeal that it had. I think we can just grow on it much further and use the stadium in a slightly different way.
What excites you most about Saturday's lineup at Mildenhall? Just looking at it, you've got the Brisker F2 stock cars, you've got the record win bangers, which we talk about a fair few times during the year, and future stars as well in the mini stocks.
Well, of course, you know, that's a terrific stock car meeting to start with, really. I mean, Brisker Formula 2 stock cars have been part and parcel of racing at Mildenhall for a lot of years now, and they only just had their world championship there a fortnight ago. They're a spectacular formula. They're very similar to the Speedwest Super Stocks, except they're allowed a few more additional modifications and bits and pieces that our super stocks don't run. But on show, they are very spectacular. There's no holds barred. It's very physical out there. Having raced in Formula 2s myself a few years ago, I know exactly what it's like.
You mentioned racing there yourself. Now, I gather, because we've spoken about this before, I think, you're one of very few people to have ridden both a stock car and a speedway bike around both Vauxhall and West Row.
That's right. It's funny you said that, Graham, because after we spoke about that the other week, I actually thought, there's another element to that that may supersede that. When I started out on the ovals when I was 10 or 11 years of age, I started in junior grass track racing. And I remember that we did a junior training school there with John Louie back in the 70s. So initially, I would have gone round Mildenhall Stadium on my grass track bike to start with. Then when I was sort of 16, I certainly did ride around there on a speedway bike, and then later in my 30s I did race a Formula 2 stock car as well. So a little bit unique. I think I've tried just about everything there.
At Vauxhall this weekend, the highlight for me, National Hot Rods English qualifying round 4, Newmarket's Chris Hurd. He's back. He's leading the points.
He is. Funnily enough, Chris has been working with us all week over at Mildenhall, digging the trenches with his JCB and doing a lot of work for us. But yeah, you know, Chris is right back there, as you said. Just when we sort of thought he was maybe taking a slightly back seat, or just, you know, relaxing a little bit to concentrate on business and what have you. You know, at the moment, round 4, we see him going in at the top of the tree. Things have changed a little bit. Billy Wood has come up there as well, and one or two others. So it's exciting. And we're beginning to see a pattern is forming already, even as far as round 4. It's still early days, but already there's patterns and things are happening. And drivers are already talking about the permutations of qualifying for next year's World Final.
And for the bangers this weekend, we have an Ipswich Track Championship Grand Final.
That's right. Whip Street Motors has been very kind in sponsoring the event for the year. So this is the culmination of that. It looks like Nicky Jarvis, you know, has probably got the edge on taking that. But there's still a lot of other things to fight out for. And as we all know, when it comes down to a track championship final, anything can and will happen on the night.
Two quality lineups then, and you're overseeing both of them. People in the west might choose Mildenhall, people in the east might choose Ipswich. Do you worry about that? Do you worry about these events clashing? And is this something that Speedworth are going to have to look into, the calendar, to make sure that the events don't cross over?
It has been a concern, obviously, in years gone by. We've always, you know, through the ORC organisation, we've tried not to clash fixtures and formulas and things like that, but inevitably it does happen. The situation we have is because the fixtures for this year are already drawn up and already in place, certainly with the Brisker Formula 2 calendar, we can't change anything. So we have to run with what we have. But I'm quite sure, you know, come season 2017, certainly from my perspective, I would like to see a situation where we were racing alternate Saturdays. So one Saturday would be at Mildenhall, the following Saturday would be at Ipswich and vice versa. A lot of it does depend on the Briscoe Formula 2 calendar and one or two other things. But we'll do our very best to make sure that they don't clash.